media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough game for you guys up at Towson, up 21-10 at the half. We come up short 34-24 in that game as you've gone back and looked at the film. Kind of give me your breakdown on what happened in the game.
Well, not to be too simple about it, they popped two big plays in the second half, and that kind of really rocked us back, and we weren't able to overcome that. I thought we played about the way we wanted to play in the first half, and then they popped a long run and then got the kickoff return for the touchdown a little bit later, and they didn't turn the ball over. So they played very well. They played. They ran the ball well. They mixed it up a little bit, but they basically ran the ball well on us. And we weren't able to make anything go there in the second half.
Your defense had been playing awfully well going into that game. We've talked about the last couple of weeks. And what was Towson able to do differently that you guys have been able to stop maybe over the last few weeks?
Well, they were they took advantage of a couple missed assignments, that's for sure. But they kept running, it was their offense. I mean, they go the unbalance and flip it back and run the lead and the power and things like that and do what they do. They just did them better on offense than we were able to wrap them up and tackle them on defense.
You touched on not only the big run, but that kick return on sort of a squib kick that was brought back, was able to tie the game up. How big of a momentum thing was that?
I think it's very big. They'd popped a long run. We'd gotten the ball and drove it down and got a score and field goal. And yeah, I think it was probably really big. We missed some tackles there. You got to make tackles in the open field, and we didn't, and it was over. And I think that really it certainly gave them a lot of momentum, and we were not able to stem that momentum.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Going over the offensive side of the ball, I know you just heard Coach Rocco talk about it, but another big game for Kendall Anderson, 140 yards and a touchdown. Talk about his performance and against a tough Towson front.
Yeah, they're tough. They're a good defensive team, and I thought Kendall ran it like he normally does, very hard. I don't know how many yards he had after contact, but it was a good number. He kept running. He played hard, played very well for us, and gave us a chance.
Through the air, Steve clearly throws a couple of touchdowns in the first half, but not able to do as much in the second half. I know he was also sacked five times. Was a lot of his difficulty there in the second half, the pressure that Towson was able to put on you?
Yeah, they were able to get pressure on us, and I think that really was a big factor, certainly in the second half. I thought Steve played a pretty good game. He made a couple big plays for us, running the ball, and it won. Great scramble throw he had to Jack Armstrong for a touchdown, and he played well. He just was under pressure, and the one throw, the one interception, he was under pressure. He underthrew it a little bit, and they made a nice pick on it. But other than that, I thought Steve played well.
Big rivalry game at home on Saturday with Richmond, and Richmond obviously has put up some big numbers, especially on the offensive side of the ball with Kyle Lauletta and Brian Brown, among others. What impresses you about Kyle and Brian and the offense, the numbers that they've been able to put up, and what are some of the keys for you guys defensively to try to slow them down?
Well, they make they do a nice job. They move it around a lot. They really attack the entire field, whether it's with the run or with the passing game. Lauletta, he has great ability to come off a primary receiver to go to secondary and third people, and he can keep plays alive. I think he plays well. He knows how to play the game at quarterback. Besides just throwing and catching, he knows how to play the game. And I think their offensive line does a very, very good job, both in the running game and protecting him.
How about defensively? I know that they've gone through a lot of injuries, but still have maintain. What impresses you about their defense, and what are some of the things that you guys are going to need to try to do to have some success against them?
Well, they play a little bit different scheme than what we see, but they are in the right spot. They recognize routes, they recognize runs, they recognize blocking schemes very well, and their front people play with their hands very well. I think, you know, looking at Richmond overall, I think the play of their offensive line, their defensive line, and their quarterback. I mean, when you have really good play out of those three areas, you're going to win some ball games, and I think that's one of the reasons why they've won as many as they have.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Leah.
Your question comes from the line of Dave Johnson with Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy, in the second half when they were getting more pressure on Steve, were they doing anything? Were they blitzing more, or what happened there?
No, not particularly more. It was a little bit of blitz here and there. We just had some breakdowns. And again, we got a situation where we got behind probably, and we're throwing a little bit more than we were in the first half, and they probably were playing the pass a little bit more than the run. So, you know, probably several factors involved there.
Thanks.
Jimmy, I know Coach Rocco had a chance to talk about this rivalry, but you've been involved in a ton of them between the Richmond and William & Mary, and talk about what makes this such a good rivalry.
Well, yeah, I don't know how many, I guess, between playing and coaching, it's, I guess it's what, that makes it over 40 that I've been involved in. That's a lot. I still can remember the old games up at City Stadium up there in Richmond, you know. It's so much history, so much tradition, as I look at it, involved in it. I mean, obviously, their players know our players and vice versa. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, so far as with the alumni and fans and all of that, they remember different games and different matchups and all that. And it has a lot of tradition. I think that's one of the neat things about college football is having traditional rivalry games at the end of the season. So, again, it has a lot of significance because of a lot of reasons.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for your time today and all season long. Really appreciate everything.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, take care. Thank you.